Welcome to The Hobby Hunters with Mel and Soph. They're just two girls looking for something to do.
Welcome to The Hobby Hunters. I'm Mel.
And I'm Soph. We're up to our third hobby now, and this time we are going to try surfing.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this actually.
I'm really excited about this too, Mel.
I've always wanted to learn how to surf, and I just, I've never really gone around to it. Like, I've had a couple goes when I was in, when I went travelling in Hawaii and things like that, but never really stuck with it or had a proper lesson or anything like that. Have you?
I've had lessons ages ago, like probably 10 years ago, but me too. Lifelong dream. One of those lifelong dreams that I haven't actually put to fruition, like yeah. Most of our dreams, and hence why we're in this position of creating this podcast and on the hunt for a hobby.
Yeah, very, very true. Do we get automatic surfer bonds just for trying?
Yeah, 100%, and we get instant tans and bleach blonde hair from the sun.
Yeah, I don't know if that would suit me. That's all right.
Oh my God, imagine. Let's bleach your hair just for lols.
Just
can we put sun in your hair?
Stay tuned. If you want to see all that, head over to The Hobby Hunters on Instagram.
At The Hobby Hunters.
We're really lucky because we have an annual surf trip at work, so we're actually going to just use this as an opportunity to jump on the back of that, get some surf lessons, as well as bond with our colleagues.
Yeah, and we've got the skills of our colleagues that are current surfers, so they can help us out as well, make sure that we are doing everything right and not drowning.
Yeah, really rallying the troops.
Rallying the troops. Really using our resources, and why wouldn't we when we're on the hunt for a hobby? Get everyone involved.
Why not? So we are going to drive down to Mount Maunganui for that surf trip. First lesson. Pretty excited.
And conveniently, old guitar hero from episode 2, Jared, is coming along to the trip. So he's a bit of a surf hero as well. So hopefully he can give us a few tips as well. And most of all, let's hope that Bell's organised the catering. Great snacks for the road trip. We're talking bliss balls, we're talking
hummus,
we're talking carrots, we're talking celery,
cucumber,
no packaging, no meat.
We're just driving to the beach to get the surfing stuff underway.
So, Jared?
Yes?
Can you tell us a little bit about your surfing experience? How long have you been surfing for?
Probably on and off for 12, 14 years.
Is that how long that it takes to get good at it? Are you good at it? Do you think you're good at it?
No, definitely not.
What determines being good at it?
Being able to do sick gnarly cutbacks.
What are they?
Moves that I cannot do.
So, in terms of, so obviously it's Soph and I's first go at surfing today. What is the number one tip do you feel that we need to keep in mind when we're out there on the waves, on the water?
Shaka!
When you're out there ripping it up. Oh look, probably the number one tip is don't drown.
Okay, may not be up to us.
I'm not planning on it, but please save me if that does start to happen.
You might be on your own, mate. I might be too busy getting the waves.
Well, will we be wearing life jackets?
That's a strong no, but you'll be wearing some wetsuits, which will keep you buoyant.
Buoyant, great word, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
So do you feel like you're going to be comfortable in the water? Are you a strong swimmer? Or
I'm not what you call a strong swimmer if we're talking about swimming lengths. I'm all right if I've got a board attached to my ankle and or hand, wherever it goes.
Surely we'll be able to just, like, fall off the board and then find it again with the leash that it's attached to, right? I don't.
Yeah, the guys aren't going to take you into anything wild, so you'll be able to find your board and get back up again. You'll be sweet.
So one thing that I was just thinking of is this place. Are we going to Shark Alley?
What's that mean?
We might be going to Shark Alley, or we might be going to the main beach.
But Shark Alley, are there actually legitimately sharks that swim into it?
Yeah, that's why it's called Shark Alley.
Oh my God, where is this place? I 1,000,000% did not sign up for sharks.
Like, that's most of the fun though, trying to avoid the sharks while you're surfing.
Belle is our challenge, that we have to go surfing with the sharks.
Perhaps.
giving us a lot of answers today, Belle.
Wonderful. I've got an important question for the car.
Go on.
Do you wee in your wetsuit?
Oh.
Okay, we are here at the beach. We're at Mount Maunganui. It's only taken us about 45 minutes to find a car park and unload all the surfing gear, but we have done it, team, and that is really our first challenge completed.
Woo!
So Belle's here, Mel's here, the whole gang's here, and we're about to learn how to surf. But before we do, most important thing, what is Belle's challenge?
All right, so your challenge, should you choose to accept it, for this hobby, is to select your surfboard, go down to the beach, paddle out by yourself, completely unaided, pick a wave, catch it, and ride it into shore.
So we pretty much have to surf.
Yes, your challenge for this hobby is to go surfing.
Funny that, eh? Have you simplified the challenges after guitar? Okay, we're here with Josh from Hibiscus Surf School.
Good afternoon.
He's going to teach us some tips and tricks, and we're going to learn to surf.
Sweet, guys. So, does anyone know what to do if you're in trouble in a beach or in New Zealand, anywhere else in the world? Do you know what to do if you need help?
Put your hand up.
Hand straight up like this, very important. Make sure you don't wave, because then we'll see you and we'll wave back to you, okay? If no one else is on the beach here, we're lucky there's a lot of people around if anything goes wrong. All of us are community certified lifeguards, and we've actually got lifeguards up the end of other end of the beach as well. So plenty of people around that know what to do if anything goes wrong. But if you're in a position where you're in a rip or something like that and you're not feeling safe, number one, always hold on to your surfboard. It's like a big boat. Make sure you hold on to that. It's gonna save you. Today we're surfing at a beach break at like a mid to high tide. So we can see we've got quite a lot of water in here. We don't have to worry about it being too shallow. We've got nice big boards today, some of them up to about 10 feet. We also have a leg rope, which George will explain later. It's gonna connect you to your surfboard. So if you ever let it go, it's gonna fly away from you. And that means you've got a radius of potentially like 20 feet around you, where if you let it go, it could hit someone else in the face.
These boards are also, if you extend your leg, you know, if you really wanna hit them.
Even further. So these boards are nice and soft. They've got plastic fins. You're not gonna lose an arm. You're not gonna knock yourself out or anything, but it's never nice to get hit in the face. So try and make sure you've all got lots of space. We'll show you guys how to hold the boards properly to get through the waves nice and easy and things like that. But just make sure we've got a lot of space, number one. Also, when you catch a wave, making sure that you're not riding all the way in so your fins hit the sand. If your fin hits the sand, your board will stop. You'll fly face first into the sand right up the front here. It's the best way to let everyone know you had a really good wave. So always try and fall on your back rather than on your face. And if you're not sure where your board is, you've fallen off kind of awkward, kind of funny, one hand on the head, one hand on the neck, curl yourself up into a little ball until you know where your surfboard is. Just keep yourself safe, okay?
So Josh, how do you think we went?
Oh, you guys did awesome. Yeah, everyone listened, which always makes it really easy. When you guys were having trouble, you're asking for help, which makes our job really easy. We don't have to try and come up to you and go like, hey, do you wanna maybe? So no, it was really fun. I hope you guys had a good time. We had a good time. Keeps it like, when our job's easy, it's fun. And you guys made it really simple. So awesome. Good job.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you guys got great
waves. Appreciate
it.
Thanks.
Hey, quickly, Josh, just before you go, random question. You know the shark a hand symbol that all the surfers do? What does that actually mean?
So, three fingers in the middle of your hand like a telephone, but on the side, and you shake it. So that's called the shaka, and it's a wave and sign of respect to other surfers. And the legend is it originated in Hawaii by a guy, I can never say his name, it's Hawaiian, it's something like Hamani Kalai, and he worked in a sugar mill, lost three fingers in the middle of his hand. So when he would wave at people, he made everyone surfboards, and when he waved at people, he would only have two fingers. So that's where that kind of comes from.
Because he lost his fingers.
Yeah. And so you can use it for like good wave, hi, what's up, thank you, whatever. Anything you would wave for, you can do a shaka for.
That's awesome.
So we are in the studio editing this episode. By we, I mean myself and Belle, not Mel.
Hello.
We're actually just waiting for Mel to get here. She's She's been at the physio, which may mean that there's a potential dampener on this hobby. She may not be able to surf. We're waiting for a call.
I think she hurt her back at the gym or something. So hopefully, fingers crossed, she'll still be able to surf and take up my challenge.
Get out on the board. Otherwise, I mean, I automatically win. So really, let's do it. Yeah. here she is. The verdict.
Here we go.
Put it on speakerphone.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Have you guys started yet?
Yeah, you're on speaker.
Oh, am I? Are you guys recording?
We're recording this call right now.
Oh, right, okay. So I've just finished at the physio with old mate Rob, as per.
You like it there, don't you?
I've got a bit of bad news, eh? Like, I'm really gutted because I'm not going to be able to continue with this whole surfing hobby because I've got a lumbar sprain from doing those bloody hand cleans the other day.
Oh, Mel.
I had a feeling this was going to happen.
We did think it was going to happen, yeah. Oh, mate. Nice.
Oh, that sucks.
Bit of a spanner?
But, I know, but, you know, it doesn't mean you can't carry on, so, yeah, solo. Surfer solo.
Well, you know what they say, surfers ride alone.
Do they say that?
Am
I? Okay, well, I'm gonna jump in the car and we can continue editing, so I'll see you guys soon.
Okay, see you soon.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, that was a bit of a bumpy ride out to Tafranui, but we're here, and I might not be able to do Belle's challenge, and I'm genuinely gutted about that, but Soph, how are you feeling about it?
I'm quite excited, to be honest. It's a nice day. A bit choppy.
Yeah, water's looking a bit av.
Well, there's lots of people out there, though, so I think I should be alright.
Surfers over that way, Soph. You just go say hi.
Maybe just tell them what Belle's challenge is and what you need to do, and they might give you some tips so that you don't bail.
Belle's challenge has actually become a worldwide phenomenon. As if I just go paddle out to them and be like, hey guys, how's it going? Oh yeah, just doing Belle's challenge, eh? They might help me out.
Needs no introduction.
Okay, do you need to do some stretches or something before you get out there? You need to warm up or?
I'm limber. I'm limber. Yeah, help me carry this board down to the... Okay, I'll hold the mic, yeah.
Alright.
They really gave me ground shock.
Oh, okay, so I've just realised the mic's not exactly waterproof, mainly because we're using a phone. So if you go out, you paddle out, and Belle and I will stay here. You can handle the board by yourself. You've done it before.
I'll just try and shout from... No, just watch me and commentate my awesomeness.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Good luck, good luck.
Shaka. Shaka. Give a shaka.
You're struggling a little bit with the board, trying to paddle out a bit. Those waves are a little bit harsh.
It's funny, isn't it? That's actually what I found hardest when I had a go, was getting out. Not the surfing coming back in, it's actually pushing the board through the waves.
Yeah, it's quite exhausting, eh? Mm. Like, you've got to be quite fit to do it, well, obviously, but... All right.
How far out does she actually have to go? Is she kind of halfway there now, or is she going a bit further, or...?
No, I think she's got to go a little bit further. Like, there's quite a few surfers that we can see. Like, I mean, surfers all kind of look the same from this distance, hey?
Mm.
So, and we can see them all kind of dotted in the distance, quite a few hundred metres out.
Yeah. A few hundred, you reckon? Maybe 100.
I don't know.
150?
We'll say that.
Okay. We'll spare you this bit. She's getting there.
Okay, she's kind of stopped. From what I can see, she's kind of on par with the rest of the surfers.
Is that even her?
I don't know, I can't tell. Okay, well, whoever it is kind of just sitting there. How long do you reckon it's going to be till she, like, takes a chance on one of the waves?
Oh, wait, here she goes. She's going.
Oh, okay. Okay, no. All right, now she's in the water again. Okay, so fail on Belle's challenge first attempt.
It looked like that wave just wasn't quite strong enough, so she picked it a little bit late or something. Technical terms.
Yeah, I don't know. Timing is everything, apparently. So if you've got to go back out. It didn't count.
Do you know that term surf widow?
No.
So when a girl gets a boyfriend who likes to surf, or I guess it could be the other way around as well.
Yeah.
You become a surf widow, so you go to the beach and you just sit on the beach by yourself for hours.
So is that us?
While you're waiting. We're so surf widows. Okay. I think this might actually take a while.
Well, she's paddling out again, so let's see how she goes. Maybe she should go and ask one of the other surfers out there and ask for some like tips on when she should come back in terms of like which wave to catch.
I think they get quite territorial about their waves. You know, it's like if you're first in the lineup, you go first type thing. But she should just act dumb. Go for all of them.
Act dumb, like she doesn't know how to surf? Okay, looks like she's trying to pop up. She looks like she's trying to pedal out to this one. What do you reckon, Belle?
I think she's going to get it. She's going to get it. She's up.
Okay, close. Close. That was really, really close. That one was really, really close.
If she doesn't get another one, I think that could be like a half pass.
Yeah, 100%. I reckon even like 65%.
How far in does she need to... No. I mean, I know I'm the challenge master, but how far in do we think she needs to get before she's ridden a full wave? Because the guys at the mount were saying you don't want to go in too far.
You don't go all the way to shore. I think that she just needs to stand up for like a significant amount of time.
Like cut into the wave.
Just almost a little bit, because at the moment she's just kind of popping up and then falling straight down. So she needs to actually like stand, balance, ride the wave a little bit instead of just pop up and then fall, you know?
Okay.
Okay, just to give a little bit of context, we've been sitting here for like about, how long, Belle?
About 43 minutes, 39,
40, 41. Okay, real accurate. I feel, and like, so I've had quite a few goes at the whole surfing thing, and I think that, you know, she's near completion of Belle's challenge.
A bit of a, pardon the pun, a bit of a bell curve, because she's been doing some really great attempts, but now she's getting to a point where she's actually quite tired.
Yeah, totally.
You know, she might have missed her peak.
I know, and like, do you reckon it's colder out? Yeah, it'll be colder further out, eh?
Yeah.
But to be fair, we're sitting here on the beach, bloody baking in the sun, 27 degrees.
I know, I really want to go for a swim. I know. Hope she gets it soon.
I know.
Because the minute we go into the water, she'll get it, and then we'll miss it. We can't.
Yeah, and we need to be here to actually like document it. Okay, yeah. I reckon let's give her one last chance and then we'll wave her in. If she doesn't make it, she doesn't make it. If she does, bloody brilliant, but
she must be knackered.
Well, we've got some snacks and some water here for her when she comes
catering,
out.
Sustenance.
Really determined though. Gotta give her like an A+. Gotta give her an A+ for trying.
Especially
right?
Being out there by yourself.
Oh, totally, 100%. I'm a bit jealous because I wish that I could have done this.
And if you were both out there together, you'd probably be having more fun. Like, I know surfing is a very solitary thing. Guys are like going for a surf and they just go off and, you know, get away, get some headspace. But I think when you don't really know how to do it, it could be quite terrifying on your own.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Okay.
Here we go. This is looking like a goodie. Go, Soph!
Come on, Soph, you can do it! Oh my god, I think she's actually got to stand up.
She's up!
Yeah!
That was amazing. Did you see the little shocker she pulled at the end?
Yeah, I know. Oh my gosh, I love it. All right,
wave her in.
Come on. That counts. That counts. Soph, that was awesome! Shaka! Are you true surfy now? You're a true surfer gal.
Sorry, a bit stiffy.
Yeah. I did it!
And you told, like, how long was I out there for? Like 2 hours?
we're getting up to an hour now.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it's pretty good. Are you exhausted?
Yeah, it was hard, eh? So many of those guys were, like, not letting me in because, like, they obviously, like, were threatened by me.
Not letting you catch their waves.
Yeah. God, dicks. But then I think you'd realise they saw me fall off, like, 400,000 times. That I was no threat and I got a few wins. I can't believe I just stood up that long. I'm sorry guys, but that was fucking awesome.
Proud of you. I'm really proud of you.
Now, did I finish the challenge? Did I complete?
You have completed my challenge.
Woohoo! Shaka! Okay, right. Now we're going to get you back on the horse once you're limbered up. I want to keep this hobby.
Yeah, well, I would have wanted to keep it too if I had continued, but I'm glad that you did it for the both of us.
Yeah, but we can keep it long term.
Yeah, you know what? Surfing as a hobby, keen to keep going.
Yeah, hundy. I think I'm gonna buy a board.
Oh, yeah. Real serious?
Yeah. Stands up once.
Cool. Well, that's surfing done, and like we said on the beach, I reckon I'm keen to keep surfing. My back's all good, so
well,
get back on the board, as they say.
Get back on that board, that water horse, I might say.
Yeah, it is get back on the horse, isn't it? Not get back,
it's get
on,
back
the board.
On the horse, but in this case it's a water horse. What the hell is a water horse? Is it a seahorse? Isn't there a movie called The Water Horse? I think it's got Robert Pattinson in it.
Okay, tangents.
Sorry.
But yeah,
keeping surfing.
Might not buy a board yet. Might rent a board.
No, Mel, just commit.
Okay, commit. Committing. Got a wetsuit.
Yeah, got a wetty, as they say.
Got a wetty.
As we say.
Ooh, I don't like the word wetty. It's gross. So anyway, that's surfing. That's episode 3. We just wanted to give a little shout out to our hobby honeys, and just thank everyone for the support that we've been getting since we started this podcast, both from friends and people that we don't even know, which is mind-boggling.
Very much so. It's pretty cool, and it's really awesome hearing everyone's suggestions as well for different hobbies that we should try. Definitely keep them coming through, because we've got a really long list now, and it's awesome. I'm excited. Some of them are a little bit scary though, which Soph is forcing me to do, but that's okay.
What one?
Horse.
Water horse. No, but as always, they will remain a closely guarded secret until release date. Follow us at The Hobby Hunters on Instagram, and keep those suggestions coming through. Slide into our DMs.
Oh, we love it when you slide into our DMs. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on The Hobby Hunters.